OCC approves T. Rowe Price's multi-asset crypto ETF. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has approved a multi-asset crypto exchange-traded fund from T. Rowe Price, a product that could hold Bitcoin, Ether, and Solana inside a single regulated wrapper, according to Cointelegraph reporting on June 14, 2026. The approval lands while sentiment sits in fear territory, with Bitcoin trading at $64,206, up 0.8% on the day, and the Fear and Greed Index at 21 as of June 14, 2026. A single asset spot Bitcoin ETF is now routine. A multi-asset fund from a manager of T. Rowe Price's size is a different signal. It moves the conversation past can crypto get an ETF toward which baskets of crypto get one, and it puts a household name fund manager on record packaging more than one token at once. A basket, not a single coin. Most U.S. crypto ETFs to date have tracked one asset, usually Bitcoin or Ether. A multi-asset structure bundles several into one ticker, so an investor gets diversified exposure in a single line item rather than buying and rebalancing separate funds. The Cointelegraph report indicates the T. Rowe Price product could span BTC, ETH, and SOL, which would put Solana alongside the two assets that already have established U.S. ETF markets. That detail matters more than it looks. Solana exposure inside a regulated wrapper from a manager this size is a step up from the niche single-asset SOL products that have circulated. Bundling it with Bitcoin and Ether normalizes it as a portfolio holding rather than a speculative side bet. We are working from a single primary source at the time of writing, and the fund's exact holdings, weightings, fee, and launch date were not detailed in the initial report. Those terms will set how the product actually competes, so treat the asset list as reported rather than confirmed final composition until the filing and prospectus are public. The manager behind it is the story T. Rowe Price manages money for retirement accounts, advisors, and institutions that mostly do not touch a crypto exchange or a self-custody wallet. A crypto ETF from that kind of firm is built for the brokerage account, not the seed phrase. That is the through line connecting this to the rest of 2026's institutional product wave. BlackRock has been readying a Bitcoin income ETF priced at 0.65%, and CME has added NASDAQ crypto index futures covering BTC, ETH, and SOL. A multi-asset spot ETF from a legacy fund house fits the same pattern. Traditional finance keeps building the wrappers that let mainstream capital hold crypto without holding crypto. The custody trade-off readers actually make an ETF gives exposure and removes the operational burden. You never manage keys, you never bridge, and the price tracks an index inside an account you already have. The cost is that you do not own the underlying coins. You hold a fund share. The issuer holds the assets through a custodian, and you cannot spend any of it directly. That is the opposite end of the spectrum from a spend from your own wallet setup, where you keep the keys and pay merchants straight from on-chain balances. Both can coexist in one portfolio, an ETF for tax-wrapped, hands-off exposure, and a self-custodied balance for the crypto you intend to move or spend. The approval does not replace direct ownership. It adds another lane for capital that was never going to open an exchange account. For now, the concrete fact is the one that clears the regulatory bar. The SEC has signed off on a multi-asset crypto ETF from a manager that allocates retirement and advisory money at scale. The composition, cost, and timing come next, and those will decide whether it draws real flows or sits as a checkbox product.